Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland and I'm your host for this program. And I think you're going to enjoy it. It's an excellent program that we have here. I've been working on it for many, many years now. For, well, 20, almost 23 years I've been here on the radio. First in San Francisco, then around the country on the Wilkins Christian Radio Network. And now I'm broadcasting from KCAA Radio in the Inland Empire, down in beautiful Southern California. It was always my dream to be able to broadcast in Southern California and cover around the Los Angeles Basin area, and I'm just thrilled to be here. And I have a very special message. And I will say again, as I've said in so many of my programs, that we live in troubled times. And so it is imperative that you learn how to face, that you come out of your trance, that you come out of your stupor, that you wake up and become aware and face reality. See, what happens is that we like to live in a comfort zone. We have many things that help us to feel comfortable, and they actually put us in a trance. And not only do they put us in a trance, but our leaders. And when I say leaders, I mean beginning with our parents and our teachers and our coaches and our educators, our politicians, our ministers, our gurus, our entertainment personalities and radio personalities and news anchors and writers, and our scientists and our doctors and our medical people, and all of these people, our nurses, and they all specialize in hypnosis. They don't realize it. Many of them don't realize it. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know that it's hypnosis, or they do sort of know, and they're not doing it on purpose, but they manipulate. They manipulate by either seeking to comfort and reassure us. Everything's fine. You know, it's safe and effective. The procedure has been done many times. Everything's fine. See, they seek to comfort and reassure you. Or, on the other hand, they try to scare you. Oh, your PSAs are up. You've gone to the bathroom every night, two times every night, so you've got to have tests done. You know, we've got to worry about this condition and that condition and this problem and that problem and this. You know, so you need this and that, you know, security device on your home and this on your car and this kind of insurance. You've got to have insurance, this kind and that kind. They're either trying to comfort you or scare you. See, they scare you about something, and then they offer something that will reassure you. See how that works. And so, operating on using the same kind of theme, well, we have our entertainers who whisk us away into fantasy land, or whisk us away with their music, or with their drugs, with their marijuana. See, and the pharmacologist, they comfort us with their psychiatric meds, and the bartenders and the alcohol companies comfort us with alcohol, see? And we have all manner of comforters. They want to reassure you that everything is okay, see? Well, have you seen the bumper sticker that said, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention? See, there are things to be concerned about, especially in your personal life. But you need to know how to wake up. I'll be back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. It's a very good program. It's a very special program, and I can help you. See, like I was saying, is when we are in our trance, we are in our trance state, which is, you can't tell that you're in it, but you are in one, often a mild trance. You can even see it when people, when they get on the, when they get involved with their little mobile device, you see they're lost in it. Or they get into a conversation on their cell phone, they're lost in it. You see that they're distracted, they're lost in it. You see people watching television, they get pulled into the television. See, all these things pull us in. They pull us in, and when you're pulled in, you're in a trance. So we get pulled into thinking, too. Planning, scheming, worrying, daydreaming, reminiscing. That's another type of trance, or it's evidence of a trance. The problem is, well, okay, I'm going to keep it all very simple. I want to keep it all very, very simple, because I don't want to spend the whole program talking about hypnosis and trance. I want to give you some help, some very practical help to help you. It doesn't matter. It's not important for you to know why you're in a trance. You don't need to know the psychobiology of it, or the psychos, or the spiritual psychology of it. You don't need to know all that. Yeah, later it'd be nice. You can read my new book that I'm going to have very soon, or my book Conquering Stress. I explain it in those books. It's not important right now. What you need is something to help you with your life, with your relationships, with your kids, with your partner, with your work, with your stress, and to help keep you from making more mistakes, and reaching for the wrong solution that other people suggest to you that turns out not really to be a solution. Okay? You want to wake up, face reality, see solutions instead of problems, and put those solutions into effect so that your life can, so you can become happy, healthy, carefree, spontaneous, and start living instead of reacting. What I said earlier was that we don't want to wake up for a couple of reasons, but one reason why we don't want to wake up is because we're afraid to. As soon as we begin to wake up, we feel anxiety. You see? For example, I'll just give you one little example of hypnosis, and that is we go around and we're supportive of each other. We don't pull the rug out from under each other. People pretend not to see your faults, and you pretend not to see theirs. Or you do see theirs, but you act like you don't see them, and they see yours, but they won't call you on them. You don't call them on their faults, and they don't call you yours. But once in a while, somebody pulls the rug out from under you. You know, your girlfriend says she's leaving, or your boyfriend says he's leaving, or all of a sudden you find out that the cause that you've been given a bunch of money to, why they've taken the money and someone has absconded with it, or the pension plan that you had counted on, you find out that they invested it poorly and it's gone. You know, that sort of thing. So the rug is pulled out from under you, and all of a sudden, well, what do you feel? You feel a tremendous anxiety because you're waking up. You're waking up to the fact that you had a false peace, a false security. See? And now you see that you had placed your security in that person. In that person, in that procedure, in that drug, in that cause, in that group, in that organization, in that leader. See? And when you find out that they betrayed you, or when you find out they have feet of clay and they don't really know what they're talking about, for example, or you find out that, you know, something is amiss, then the rug is pulled out from under you and you feel anxious. But what you're doing is you're waking up. You're actually waking up to the fact that you weren't really in control at all. and that you really weren't secure at all. What do they say? Social Security is not security at all? If you count on Social Security as your security and then something happens to that, then you don't have any security. You see what I mean? So the truth of the matter, ladies and gentlemen, is that the only ultimate security, the ultimate security is in facing reality. And facing reality, though, in a very special way. See, now you have you don't want to face reality. And there's another reason. So what you need is to have, is to face reality with awareness, not just being awake, but face reality with awareness, so that you can see the truth about things and realize your own helplessness, realize your own fault, realize that you never really had security in the first place, and see that and yet not freak out over it. See? Not become all upset over it. And there's another reason why we don't want to wake up. And it's because when we wake up, we realize that we're wrong. See, sometimes people wake us up. We walk around in our little comfort zone. And a lot of times with parents, it's with their kids. See, their kids are aware. Their little kids or their big kids or teenagers are aware. And the parent, a lot of times, in the trance state, is just acting just as their parents had acted to them, doing unto others what was done to them. And typically the parent is impatient or doesn't have understanding. See, talks at a child instead of to the child, that sort of thing. And the little child will begin to cry, for example. Mommy, please, mommy. And when the child cries or something like that, what happens? It makes the parent more angry yet. Why? Because the child's crying wakes the parent up to the parent's wrong. The parent is forced to see his own impatience. See, or parents, when their kids go astray, their kids get on drugs, their kids end up in trouble with the law, this type of thing, see. Or, you're forced to see that somehow you missed the boat, somehow you weren't doing something right as a parent. See what I mean? So we don't like waking up. And the other thing is when people point out our faults. When they point out our faults, we don't like that. Like having our faults pointed out, it wakes us up to the fact that we're not perfect. So, what we do, see, in our trance state, is someone or something puts us into a trance. And then we are in an egotistic, we are egotistical. We are have an ego point of view on things. And we love things and we hate things. And we resent things, see? We like what makes us feel good and we hate what makes us feel bad. See? And we live in our imagination, imagining ourselves to be wonderful and good, imagining having fantasies of love and or fantasies of hate. You see how that works? All right. I'll be right back after this announcement, and we'll continue, and I'll give you some tools to help you. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor? Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat. In other words, texting. You know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately. with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Program is Talk to a Pastor. Incidentally, you should visit me at my website, talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org. I have some wonderful meditations. I have a new meditation for pain. I have all of my meditations are helpful with stress. I have a special meditation for anger management. What do these meditations help you to do? They help you to wake up, face reality, freaking out at what you see without getting upset by what you see. See, when we're in our egotistical state, we walk around and we like I said, what makes us feel good, and we hate what makes us feel bad. And we want people, see, we're in a fantasy state. We're actually playing God. We're playing God. We want to be right, and we don't want to be wrong. Do you know anybody who wants to be right and never wants to be wrong? Maybe you had a mother who's that way. She never wanted to admit she was wrong. She always had to be right. See, have you ever known anybody like that? Of course you have. But you're sort of that way too, aren't you? So in our egotistical state, we look at reality through a lens of our ego. And what makes us feel good, we like. What offers us a promise of greatness or goodness or promises to cure our ills and get rid of all of our debts and all that. We like that. And anything that shows us in a bad light, see, like your kids, when your kids cry and wake you up to the fact that you're impatient or not such a great parent as you think you are, well, we don't like that. Or if somebody criticizes you, you don't like it. If someone points out your fault, you don't like it. And if someone catches you doing something wrong, a lot of times, see, if you're like most people, well, I won't say you, I'll just say egos in general, you catch them doing something wrong, why, they become angry. See, they become angry. And they accuse you of being wrong, or they accuse you of being bad, or being mean, see, and they make excuses, see. So when we're in a trance state, we do foolish things because everything we do, we want to promote our fallen ego. We want to make ourselves look good and advance our pride as if we were God, and then eventually we could show how clever we are, how smart we were. See? And so we are always moving toward anything that promises to advance our ego. That's why people are greedy and make foolish decisions and choose the wrong mate and make mistakes looking for pleasure or looking for some quick fix or, a quick way to make money, that sort of thing. And we don't like anything that shows us in a bad light. So that's the ego state of mind. That's the hypnotized state of mind. And so we go out in reality, see, and we follow leaders who promise a cure or who promise us greatness, who promise us money, who promise to advance our ego. We follow them, and they lead us into error, and then we hide in our imagination. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes.
The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
It's an excellent program. I'm really describing it very well. You should listen to this program again and again. You should listen to it more than once. So you really get it. So you really see what I'm talking about. So if you have this person who's playing God, who wants to be right and never wrong, which is what we are as long as we're in our egotistical condition until we wake up, and we like what makes us feel good and shows us in a good light, and we don't like what makes us feel bad and shows us in a bad light. And we follow authorities who promise us greatness and goodness and innocence and everything. Even false religious authorities that promise us salvation or, you know, financial freedom and, that sort of thing. That doesn't mean that there isn't a true religion. There is, and it doesn't mean there isn't financial freedom. There is, and it doesn't mean there aren't solutions to our problems. There are. But mostly when we live in our egotistical way of looking at things, we end up choosing the wrong ones because evil, wickedness, and deceit has a natural rapport with our ego. Someone who's a good liar, you will follow. Someone who's honest, you don't like. Why? Because the honest person wakes you up and makes you feel uncomfortable. Are you with me? Okay. So what do? We go out in the world, we follow leaders that promise us through power, money, through power, through education, see, pleasure through sex, quick money, quick this, a cure. They promise us all these things. We follow them. We're led into error. They get our money. We're betrayed. Then we hate them. Then we hide in fantasy. See? And if someone points out you're wrong, or you make a mistake, you don't like seeing your mistakes, then you hide in fantasy. Then you make excuses for your mistake. See? Or you hide in fantasy and imagine yourself to be great. And music serenades our ego. You listen to music, it makes you feel great and good and innocent and nice and powerful and so on and so forth. You see what I mean? It's just the ego. It's our silly ego way of existing. But in that state, you're not going to find God in that state. All you're going to find is wrong leaders who lead you to the wrong God. See, the devil himself is the God of ego. See, he'll put you on. He'll deceive you and put you on and make you feel good about yourself, tell you you're wonderful and tell you everything is fine. And he'll lead you off to hell, although you think you're going to heaven, and he's leading you in the opposite direction. See? So what you need is to wake up so you can find God. You find God in the aware state, the state where you're not lost in your trance, not lost in thinking, not lost in imagination. You begin to wake up and you see that you're not as secure as you think you are. You're not as smart as you think you are. You see that you've made mistakes. You see that you've done some bad things. You feel bad over it. Well, you're waking up. But in order to wake, you have to stay awake, and you have to ultimately connect with your intuition, connect with God, and find God. And then God leads you. God leads you in the aware state. People like Moses, David, Jeremiah, Jesus, they were aware people, and they woke people up. And then the awakened people were led properly by Jesus, for example, and still are. He's still around. But there's always the other ones there that want to comfort you and reassure you and tell you that you're wonderful and great and they love you just as you are. See, Jesus doesn't love you just as you are. He wants you to wake up. And when you wake up, you begin to see that you're not as nice as you thought you were, that you're kind of rotten and a little bit sneaky and a little bit phony, or a lot phony and selfish, and you make a lot of dumb mistakes. Because in your hypnotized state, you are led by people who lead you into mistakes. First of all, you see everything backwards. See, if someone is honest with you, they seem like a bad person. And if someone lies to you, they seem like a good, nice in your hypnotized state. So you make, see how you make wrong decisions? But as soon as you begin to wake up, then you begin to see things as they really are. Now what you need is a little help. That's why you should get my meditation, one of my meditations. Because a meditation helps you to become centered and to connect with your intuition. So you can have some proper guidance. See, it's not enough just to be awake. You want to be aware. And you want some guidance. Don't you want guidance in life as to how to live properly? Of course you do. Well, where are you going to get it? Not out of a book, not in a classroom, not from an expert. You can get it actually from the good Lord himself through your intuition. Honestly, within, he can make you aware of it. It's like conscience. It's like your gut level knowing. It's like your intuition, what you know in your heart, wordlessly. That's how God makes you aware of things. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Well, I got so carried. This was such a good program. You're just going to have to listen to it again. And you've got to get my meditation. You just do. You really do. If you want to wake up and stay awake and be aware and get in touch with your intuition and find God and find real answers, not phony answers, real answers, you've got to get my meditation. Go to talktoapastor.org or go to commonsensecounseling.org. And get some of my books and listen to this program again and start getting better. Start waking up. Start finding God. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.